I wrote an article recently, and it gets discussed a lot in the group about songs and sticking to the exactly the way the original is versus making your own. What's your philosophy on that, both? Like, what do you think?
I think you better know the playbook before you try to play. In other words, you better learn the original first, and then you can go from there. But if you don't know the outline first, then how can you ever really, you know, color it or accent on it? Troy's very good at, like, if we take a song and we're learning it, he'll add his personality or the band's personality to it by doing certain things that maybe the other bands won't do, and maybe make it an old standard come to life a little bit. Maybe it's the way he sings it or the way we begin and end the songs. Little things that may turn into big things.
Yeah, that's well said. I think, you know, I think it's one thing to embellish a song a little bit if you have a really good understanding of the song. I think it's another thing to just go in and wing it and say, we're making it our own. So I think as a player, it's good to kind of bring your own personality to anything. So I'm sort of skewed towards the side of, you know, do your own thing with it. But like Glenn said, know the song first.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between just being sloppy and winging it and knowing the song and embellishing it to make it better, in your opinion.
Right. Yeah, I mean, my problem with people that don't play it the way it is on the record is sometimes they're just too lazy to learn it.
Exactly. That's
saying. That's when I get upset.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
that's,
you know,
yeah,
you
that,
just
and
didn't
that,
do the
that
work.
Happens a lot.
Yes, it does.
And you know what, too? I've, you know, that leads me to another quick topic is that, you know, when we started in 94, where we come from in the rock background, specifically in New Orleans, you know, if you were in a band, man, like our heroes, our local heroes, like Zebra and Lillian Axe and all those guys, I mean, they were master musicians. So that's what we always aspired to.
Right.
We always aspired to the fact that if you step on stage, man, you better have it, you better be perfect. You better have it together. You better be able to sing and play and have a show together.
Right.
And we never lost that. And then there's a whole generation of bands that came up underneath us that the whole prevailing wisdom of the band is just to go up there and it's a big joke. And it's just funny, and they're sloppy, and they're drink, and they're just, they mess up, and they laugh, and they do all that. And I guess, who am I to judge? Because it obviously works for some bands. But that's not what we were ever about. There's a pride that we've always had in trying to be the best musicians and band that we could be.
Right. We were never weekend warriors. We were everyday warriors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, I know you, obviously, you're a huge music fan, and I think that's a big part of being successful is you really have to love what you're doing.
There was a time where me and him would be on the road 6 nights a week for weeks on end, and we weren't old enough to go in the clubs because we were the youngest in the band.
Yeah.
And we would sit down and play Zeppelin songs and Jim Croce songs. And just me and him. So we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, that's how Glenn and I met when I was telling you early in 87 and all of that. We could go in the club to play, but when the gig was over, we had to leave the club immediately because we wasn't 21. So he and I would go back to the hotel room while the rest of the band stayed there and drank. And we would just sit there with an acoustic guitar and play all these Jim Croce songs, and that's how we sort of bonded, you know, over just being kids and playing music and loving it.
Right.
Eating pizza that we put on top of the heater to keep warm.
Right.
So
those were the days.
Plus, he could play Ramble On. He's the only singer I met that could play Ramble on the guitar.
Our guitar, yeah.
And do it right.
It's fun.
Another topic that comes up a lot is, like, people in bands want to have it be a democracy. Like, they want, everybody wants to have their say in what songs they do and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I always find the most successful bands are the ones that have a band leader. Somebody who is No,
you. I know. I agree with what you're saying. I'm just shaking my head because of the people who think it's a democracy. That, you know, if you got all chiefs and no Indians, then you don't have a have a successful thing. And
right.
I'm glad that Troy's the leader.
Or all Indians and no chief.
That's even worse. I might have said it backwards. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's even
worse.
Yeah,
I mean, just like a sports team, you need to have a coach, you need to have a manager, you need to have somebody calling the shots. And that's, because I know you guys and I've worked with you, I think that's one of the greatest assets for your band is because you're in charge, you're calling the shots, and you hold people to a high standard.
I occasionally call him Drew Brees.
Yeah.
him, and I let him know.
And I know that rubs some people the wrong way about you, that, you know, you hold people to a certain standard, and if they fall below that standard, you know, you're gonna let them know.
Yeah.
But for somebody like me, who I really appreciate that and respect that, because I want somebody to kick me in the ass when I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn does it to me when we're playing together. You know, if I'm he'll
vice versa.
Yeah. You know.
Right.
So how much of that do you think you attribute to your success? The fact that you have this vision, you're in charge, you know what's going on, and you hold people to that standard.
I don't know how much I would attribute it to our success, but I'll say that I think that any business that you're in has someone that's in charge, no matter what, whether you're doing music or a coffee shop or whatever. Somebody has to be the leader of the ship. And for me, I think it's a situation where I do hold everyone accountable, but at the end of the day, it's business. And it's never, I respect everyone in this band. I love everyone in this band. And if we ever have any issues, it's always business. And it's always done in a respectful way without ever demeaning anyone or talking down to anyone. So understanding that, you know, I've always been one to have a pretty strong vision of what we needed to do to be successful and sort of keep the train going down the tracks.
Right.
And I think, you know, you talked about a lot of the changes that we went through as a band. I think some of those were due to that very issue of, you know, I think musicians by nature are not, I don't know really how to put this, they're not really, conventional corporate people that want to be in a corporate environment.
Right.
So some of them don't take direction very well.
Not receptive to.
Or not receptive to you know,
criticism
or whatever you would call it.
Guidance,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there's tension there.
Right.
And I finally have a group of people for the last 9 years that we all understand our role. And Glenn can probably attest to this. Now that we have that group, I can't recall the last time that I ever really had to step up and tell anybody anything, because everyone knows what their role is.
True.
Everybody's on time. Everybody's dressed properly. Everybody learns the songs. Everybody, you know, answers the text messages. I mean, we all know what to do and how to do it. So, I can't tell you the last time I really said anything.
It's a pleasure, too, by the way, having it that way.
Yeah.
You mentioned dress there. Talk about that for a second. You guys have all kind of, you went with the color scheme now, black and red.
Yeah.
What was the thought behind that? And
just to try to do something different, because we're in a visual world, obviously. You know, people hear with their eyes, as they say. Mm-hmm. So, just trying to do a little something different to have people go, oh wow, look at that, you know. Rather than just coming out in all black, you know, because we've all put on a couple of pounds over the years. Rather than coming out in just all black, you know, let's try to do a little something different.